and weather for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. We are WCBS News Radio 880.
Tonight, there are questions surrounding last evening's police shooting death of an emotionally disturbed woman in the Bronx and why the NYPD sergeant did not opt for a taser. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb says Mayor Bill de Blasio is among those with serious concerns.
Mayor de Blasio called the shooting of 66-year-old Deborah Danner shocking, tragic, and unacceptable.
It should never have happened. It's as simple as that. It should never have happened.
The mayor noted the sergeant involved had had so-called de-escalation training and had talked the disturbed woman into dropping a scissors before she came at him with a bat, but noted the rules were ignored.
It was certainly the protocol that called for deferring to the emergency services unit, that was not followed. It was obviously the option of using a taser. That was not employed.
De Blasio phoned and apologized to the dead woman's sister. He said, "We are determined to get to the bottom of this and determined to seek justice." At City Hall, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
This is Alex Silverman with Steve Coe, who heads Community Access, one of the groups that pushed the NYPD to implement training on how to deal with the mentally ill.
We know from evidence in over 3,000 communities around the country, when you have at least 40% of the police force trained in these techniques, that the incidents of violence and death drop to almost zero.
He says it'll take time for the NYPD to get there.
That's a hard number to reach. A lot of the officers are not really that interested in the training, or maybe don't have the aptitude for it. So I think it's part of the hiring and recruiting of police officers. It needs to start there.
Coe says he's encouraged the commissioner and the mayor immediately admitted this was not how it should have gone. Alex Silverman, WCBS News Radio 880.